Now, a recent poll in France shows 42% of its citizens believe the publication of offensive cartoons of Prophet Muhammad violates freedom of speech. The poll further indicates that the spread of insulting pictures and concepts in any form can pose a grave threat to the social cohesion in the long run. Our correspondent, Ernest Chapoy, has filed this report.
Opinion polls in France show 4 out of 10 citizens are against publishing cartoons of Prophet Muhammad. The survey conducted by the IFOP agency further indicates publishing cartoons that hurt the sentiments of minorities endangers social cohesion. Following the Charlie Hebdo attacks, the French are beginning to explore how to strike a balance between the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion.
Social cohesion is important. Freedom of speech and expression is also important, hard to choose. But a real freedom of speech for everyone, not just for those in power.
Freedom of speech should be the most important, but it should be applied to all.
Social activists and rights campaigners say the deadly attacks on Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine, was abhorrent. But they also acknowledge that the satirical weekly had sidestepped from its prime goal.
Charlie Hebdo was a satirical journal. Satire is meant to criticize those in power. But the satirical cartoons criticize the weakest of the French society, those who face discrimination, those who have very little political and economic power. And that's where the problem lies.
The survey also shows 50% of the French want freedom of speech to be checked on the internet, as the issue has at times given people excuses to offend others under the pretext of freedom in expressing ideas.
When the cartoons of the Prophet were published, all politicians said, yes, we have the right to criticize the Prophet, because that's freedom of speech. But in France, we cannot show disrespect to the national anthem. And if I do, I can be punished.
During tense and emotional times like this, it will take weeks, if not months, to find out how every citizen can enjoy freedom without disrespecting other people's beliefs. Anastasia Pryor, Press TV, Paris.